about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back. Thank you all for tuning in. How's it going out there? All right. So, I think I got my voice back. We got a very good show tonight. Apparently, somebody is trying to sue McDonald's because they said they turned her into a prostitute. It's actually pretty interesting. We got to talk about that. Plus, drug maker thinks he has a cure for the common cold. So the cold hopefully won't be too common. I don't know what they're going to call it. The uncommon cold? Not too sure. Looks like also kidney stones. A lot of you guys have had them. I've had them. They're now saying too little calcium could be linked to kidney stone, as opposed to too much calcium. So we got to talk about that. And then I guess students can now have sex with their teachers if they're 18 years old. The Arkansas Supreme Court has struck down a law preventing students from having sex with their teachers as long as they're 18. So I know many of you are probably happy about that one. So, hey, that is what is going on in the world today. So please, I'd like to also hear from you what's going on in the world today. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, any medical news I have that comes in. Actually, we got a lot of cool stuff that I want to talk about, little robot type stuff. I love it when they say they're going to put a robot in our body, right? And that's going to solve all our problems, right? Like, remember that little colon robot with the propeller that's supposed to go up our colon and take pictures while the doctor's holding the hand controls? No, thank you, please. I'll just stick with the old x-rays. I'll just take the radiation. No propelled video game up my colon, please. Thank you. I'll pass. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what happens here? McDonald's turned me into a prostitute, this woman says. Shelly Lynn from California said McDonald's should have... I don't know how McDonald's puts up with all this. Between the Happy Meals, turning people into prostitutes, what's going on here? McDonald's should have protected her against her predatory ex-husband and former boss, Keith Handley. Mr. Handley hired her to work behind the counter 30 years ago at his Arroyo Grande McDonald's franchise before the pair began dating 5 years later. But when Miss Lynn lost her job, the relationship, she said, started to break down. Handley still runs the franchise, but the husband forced her termination and made her more vulnerable to his demands. She blames McDonald's for putting her at the mercy of the company. She is suing him and the restaurant company Ivernia in California Central District Court. Now, he, of course, doesn't know what that she's talking about. McDonald's had no policy in place whereby Lynn could have filed a grievance against Handley. All right. So apparently, he bought her a home in Vegas, but then told her she'd have to get a job as a prostitute in one of the legal brothels to pay for it. Then he began pressuring her on a daily basis that it was no big deal to engage in sex to make money, that she would lose her home and everything she had. So she took a job at the Chicken Ranch in Pahrump, Nevada, where she became a top booker. I wonder how you get that. A top booker required to sleep with up to 12 men a night. That's horrible. It's horrible. It's sad. They got married in 1988, but soon divorced. She still married the guy. Now she seeks lost wages, special damages, as opposed to regular damages. She wants special damages. You guys getting all this? I guess it's a legal term. Compensatory damages and punitive damages for sex trafficking, negligent retention and supervision of franchisees, and racketeering. The ex-husband cannot be reached for comment. I'd hide, too. I still don't understand what a chicken McNugget has to do with any of this. Why is McDonald's involved? Oh, I see, because she would have complained to them because they're the boss. Really? Are you liable if you own a chain and somebody buys a chain and they're a jerk husband? If all of this is true, he's more than just a jerk. But how is the owner liable? And then if you marry your boss, is it still sexual harassment? Even though she's not suing for sexual harassment. See, that's why we always say never dip your pen in the company ink. Even when I was in medical school, I told you guys about my first day of medical school, right? Did I say about my first day? I still remember that far back. Yeah, you know, I'm all excited, right? Because all the guys I dated in undergrad were complete doofuses. And I'm sorry if any of you, my ex-boyfriends are listening to the show. You, not you, but, you know, everybody else. And, you know, so I'm looking pretty good. You know, I fit into a pair of jeans that was one size smaller than they needed to be, but they look good, right? Nice top on, had my bra straps completely aligned so I wasn't Picasso-ing it. Makeup looked good. Hair was nice and teased. I look good. I said, I'm going to come late, right? Didn't have any books, but that's okay. No big deal, because that wasn't what you do on the first day. The first day, you look for someone to date. And I sit down and kind of get all cuddly, and as I check out the room, the dean's up there saying, it's advised not to date people in your class. And, you know, after I heard that, I, you know, buttoned up the shirt and, you know, found a book and opened it up and started to study. I'm joking. I married my husband, who was a chiropractor in a completely different state. I was a good girl. But anyway, you don't date anybody at work. And if you do date somebody at work and he asks you to be a prostitute, respectfully decline. Say, I'll pass. This could have been completely avoided. Okay, it looks like we're coming up on break. Good. I'm kind of getting hungry. I want a Big Mac now. All right. When we come back from break, we got a lot to talk about. I don't hear the music, though, so maybe I'm a little early. It's daylight savings time. Oh, okay, so maybe there's not a break for another hour. Oh, there we go. Good. Okay, so it's not daylight savings time. All right, don't go away. I know it's Megabucks weekend. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Show, how y'all for tuning? Okay, fix your radios. Yeah, fix your radios. Good. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anonymous writes, "Doctor, I know what you're going to say, but don't get mad. I'm actually in love with my boss. I started. this is good. All right, make sure there's nothing too risque in this one here. I started working for him 2 years ago as a paralegal and found him adorable." And have just adored him more and more. He is in a superior position, and I know I could get into trouble at work, but really want to go with my feelings. Doc, if this was love at first sight and you only fall in love once, what should I do? Well, no. If you're working with him and he's in a superior position, well, let's not talk positions. If he's got to keep it clean here. No, you cannot. If you're working with him, for him, under him, above him, no. Now, if you really love him, I mean, if this, you know, I would then leave the job. All right, I don't prepare for these. If you guys think I sit here and prepare reading your emails, I don't. Maybe I should have, okay? This is what I want to say. No, you should not be dating anybody at work. I think it could be a disaster. But if you really think this is the one, then I would have plans to work somewhere else so you can date him. Now, there's a variety of ways you could do this. I mean, one is you could talk to him and say, look, hi, I have feelings for you. And I would love to have a relationship with you. And I know it's not a good idea to work with you when this happens. So I'm going to be looking for another job. And here's my number, you know, or here's my Facebook page. Poke me. No, don't say poke you. Okay. This is serious stuff. She's in love. Come on, people. She's in love. Let's be serious. This is serious. But I do have to disagree with you. Love at first sight, and you only fall in love once. I do believe in love at first sight. I do. My husband, it was love at first sight, although I didn't know I was in love with him. All I noticed is I was trying to be a little bit more obnoxious and funny around him. I didn't realize it's because I had feelings all of a sudden, but it wasn't. I didn't realize it was love at first sight, but I know I always liked him ever since I saw him. With him, no, it wasn't love at first sight. It was disgust, probably contempt. I don't know. Yeah, he married me by default. But for me, yeah, it was love at first sight. Do you only fall in love once? No. I think you could fall in love multiple times. I do. Well, here's the proof, right? You all saw Lord of the Rings, right? Right. Didn't you just love the movie Lord of the Rings? And then what happened the next year? The Two Towers, right? Lord of the Rings 2, right? And then what happened in 2002? Lord of the Rings 3, right? Falling in love 3 times. There you go. 3 times. So no, I don't think if you fall in love, you have to say this is it. And it has to be the one. I just think back to high school. You were falling in love every week back in high school, right? Oh, he's the one. Oh, he's the one. Oh, she's the one. Oh, she's the one. Oh, you know. No. So, no, I think you can fall in love multiple times. I hope you don't. I hope, you know, the person you fall in love with is the one you marry, and then you're with the one you marry the rest of your life. But, no, you can. You can fall in love, I believe, multiple times. But, no, if you work for this person, no. And if you can't go to another job, then you wait. You wait. Because remember, he's not going to be in a position, even if he likes you, to date you. He can't. Because it's something that could say sexual harassment. You said he was in a position superior to yours, which, by the way, is always kind of sexy. You know that? You know, somebody who, you know, has that, superiority in that supervisory role. Supervise me, boss. Now, so I understand why, you know, it's attractive to you. And again, like you said, you fell in love with him, love for sight. That's wonderful. But no, he will not be able to date you because it could somehow go against him later as sexual harassment. So you don't even put it, if you love him, don't put him in that position. That's why, you know, if you think you're in a position where you could talk to him, tell him, look, I have feelings for you. I want to date you and I'm going to leave the job to do this. Now, remember, you're taking a big risk because if he goes, You have feel, what kind of feelings? Really? Oh, well, that's nice. Right? We've all been there, right? Right? You're ready to spill out your guts. You spill out your guts telling him he's the love of your life. You want to have his babies. And he goes, the phone's ringing. You need to answer the phone. Be careful. Again, I'm not making fun of you, honey. I'm not making fun of you. Just, practice out all scenarios with this, because if he has absolutely no idea and he's like, oh, that's nice. I gotta go. You just put yourself in a very awkward position and you're probably gonna have to leave anyway. So what I would do is start getting another job ready because, you know, it's, and then if you do have another job ready and lined up and you think, you know, you can go for it, then do that and let me know. But by no means, if you plan on being there for any particular amount of time, date him while you're there. Okay? Okay. Did I handle that well? Whew. All right. Okay. George from Salt Lake City writes, my knee burns every time I kneel when I'm a catcher for my company's team. I look like an old man out there trying to stand up. What do you think is going on? Again, don't date anybody on the team. Okay. I know. Knee pain. Okay, talk about the knee. For those of Genesis, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so if you have knee pain that's burning, that's tough. I get that a lot. I get emails all the time. You know, I want to date my boss. I want to date my coworker. I want to date my secretary or my staff. And, it's dangerous. You cannot be in that position, people. I would rather you do the dating when you guys are in opposite, just different jobs. You don't, and I mean, imagine if something goes wrong and then your whole work team knows what you were like in bed, let's say, or what if somebody takes pictures of each other? I wouldn't do it. Stay out of that. Okay. George, what's going on with your knee? All right. Knee burns every time you kneel. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like it's probably a cartilage issue. Many of us have knee pain. This happens to me too. You know, when my kids were in the bubble bath and I'd have to kneel next to them, I could barely get up because the knee was stiff and it would burn. And the reason why is when you are in a position where the, let's say the meniscus, which is the cartilage in between the bones of your knee, the cushion, the shock absorption, is a little torn or frayed, and you're in a position where it's irritating that, you know, like in the kneeled position, the flexed position, your inflammatory juices all get in there. Okay, you may not completely swell, but your inflammatory juices get in there because they want to provide a buffer. That's why whenever you sprain your knee or your finger or, you know, or your ankle, you swell because it's trying to cause a buffer so you don't move as much. So when that happens, and it's instantaneous. I know, I'm like walking around fine, then all of a sudden I have to bend to pick something up. I get up and then boom, it's stiff. I mean, your body reacts fast. You could swell pretty quickly. But it could be very, very painful. So to me, it makes me think you have something wrong with your meniscus. You know, and depending on where it is, your medial meniscus is on the inner part of your leg, your lateral meniscus more on the outer. Now, people go, well, what about ligaments? Well, your ligaments, like your ACL and your posterior collateral ligament and your MCL, medial collateral ligament, those, I hurt those as well when I was skiing. Those deal with the stability of the knee. So if you were, if your knee was giving way, let's say you were kneeling or you were getting up and then you started to fall to the side, that giving way is more of a ligament issue. Boy, you guys are getting orthopedics one-on-one. Wow. Right. So the fact that it's just burning, I mean, you could get up, but it's stiff and burning, to me makes me think it's more of a cartilage issue, arthritic issue, as opposed to a ligament issue. And the doctor can tell. There's a variety of tests he could do, McMurray's test, and you know, a variety of orthopedic things. But the MRI is probably going to be one of the things he does, because the MRI will be able to look in between the bones at the meniscus and see where the tear is. Now, sometimes you'll have to have surgery to fix it. Sometimes they may just do an injection with a little steroid in there. And the steroid will hopefully decrease inflammation so you could get by. And if you really don't have enough meniscus in there and it's bone on bone, then what they'll do in that particular case is probably try like that Synvisc, which is that hyaluronic acid that is like kind of a fake type of cartilage, kind of like a dummy cartilage that can go in there and provide a cushion. All right, so yeah, but keep exercising though. I'm you know, problem is being catcher. When you guys play baseball, I think that is one of the worst positions to be. I mean, you know, you're right there next to the bat, so if the guy throws a bat, he could hit you. The ball could hit you, and you're the one that has to catch the fly balls, right? If there's a foul, I can't catch. I hate being catcher. Don't make me catch any fly balls. And then if somebody is running to home plate, you're the one that has to stop them. I mean, you know, if you want to be a hero and you're good, I could see why. But if you're no good, don't be the catcher. Left outfield, right? Or center field. Do center field. Center field's great because left and right always cover you. Really? I can't give baseball advice? Come on. Isn't it March? Well, March Madness is over, huh? No, not always. All right. Okay, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Looks like we're not done with emails. Pal from Honolulu, Hawaii writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to you online. I'm actually in love with my brother's sister. What do you think about that? Is that a joke? No, you can't be in love with your brother's sister. What you think brother's wife? You think that's what he means? All right, yeah, guys, if you type an email to me, if you type an email, just proofread it. You don't have to spell check it, just proofread it. Although that does bring up a good subject. What if you fall in love with somebody that you shouldn't? All right, let's say this other woman, the anonymous one we were talking about previously, where she's in love with the boss. Do you guys know how to fall out of love with somebody? Maybe that's something we need to talk about. Okay, I think in many cases people fall in love or they think they're in love, and it's a situation that's probably pretty hazardous for them. They shouldn't be in love, like with your brother's wife, if that's what he meant, I don't know, or with your boss. And you need to learn how to fall out of love with somebody. And I don't think it's that difficult. to fall out of love. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, then you don't believe in true love. No, I believe in true love, but you can't be in love with someone else's spouse. And you probably can't be in love with your boss, right? So, and you can't be in love with your student. We still need to talk about that, where teachers could have actual relationship with their students if they're over 18. Okay, so what you first have to do is distance yourself. Now, I suppose that would be very, very difficult if you know, it's a family reunion and, you know, and you're always together on Thanksgiving and Christmas, let's say, if it's your brother's wife. But, and again, it's hard to distance yourself from work. But like I told her, I go, then leave the job. I mean, distancing yourself helps. When you're seeing a person day in and day out, that's not good. Then, you know, come up with a list of reasons that would, I guess, turn you off. Like, for example, let's say some of you are in love with me, Dr. Dahlia, okay? Now, I could see how, you know. Yeah, I'm 6'2", blonde, blue eyes, 36, 21, 30. Donovan's laughing. Okay. Okay, well, let's say you imagine me as such, okay? And you think, oh, I'm so nice. Okay, don't. Let's have you fall out of love with me, okay? Number one, imagine hair on my upper lip, okay? Imagine me burping after a beer. You see how you could start getting turned off? Imagine me having a piece of chive in the middle of my teeth as I do the show. See, it's kind of, you know, imagine me, this will do it. If you guys want to fall out of love with me, okay, imagine me being a fan of Obamacare. Right, I know, exactly. Let the vomit, exactly. So, you see, very easy to fall out of love. Okay, that'd be, all right? So, but key is you have to distance yourself. And then, you know, maybe you really need to get out there and see, you know, who else is out there. You know, many of us are probably most social time is high school, which is kind of sad for a lot of us, right? But maybe it's high school, maybe it's college, maybe it's right after high school. You know, and then you start, you know, getting into your late 20s and your 30s, and your life is work and then home. And so the only people you're around are at work. We talked about this. You know, how do you meet people? If let's say you're going through a divorce and you're in your 40s and you're a doctor, you know, we talked about this and, you know, you can't date your patients. And so doctors have gotten caught going online trying to, you know, find their patients and meet them, et cetera. You aren't in a social situation where you're meeting other people. Well, you need to do that. Okay. Again, no dipping your pen in the cup of the ink. So maybe you do need to, you know, I don't, maybe go to a church group, maybe join a bowling team. Well, bowling team is hard if they're all the same sex. But there's a variety of different groups and clubs you could do. And you don't have to join a club where there's going to be singles. Remember, if you're a part, I get this a lot with people who have just lost a spouse. Well, not just lost a spouse, but had lost a spouse. They want to kind of get back into the swing of things, but, you know, they don't know how. And, you know, but all these groups, they're all couples. But remember, couples do know, you know, certain people and do have friends that are single. Now, I'm not saying you should be put up on a blind date or set up on a blind date, et cetera, but just the more people you know, the more it increases your chance of meeting somebody. Somebody has a brother or a sister or a friend or neighbor or their parole officer, something. So if you are in a position where all your life is work and there's only two people, your boss and your coworker, and that's it, and those are the only people you're going to have in your life for the next 5 to 10 years, and you're single, you need to figure out how to get out more. You do. You know, even online dating sites. We talked about those of you that are Trekkies. I guess there's like a Star Trek dating site. They're not all the dating sites are meat markets. Some of these dating sites, they're not really dating sites. You're able to meet people based on what you like, what you have in common. I should have a Dr. Dahlia site. Anybody who likes a Dr. Dahlia site, yeah. There is one friend. That would be cool. We should do that, right? Then we could hook everybody up. Yeah, well, that'd be nice. Okay, so just if you're in love, the point to this before I move on is if you are in love with somebody you should not be in love with, then fall out of love with them and fall out of love with them fast. Now, true, you may run into them at Walmart. right? And go, oh, you know, and you know, some feelings may spark. Because remember, you know, if you are a person with, you know, a good heart and a lot of emotion, you know, your feelings might not have been fake. And yes, you might have been in love with them. But just because you're in love with somebody doesn't mean that's the one you can be with. This is kind of a difficult subject to bring up with my patients. But sometimes I have to talk to them about, was the love of your life the one you married? And I would probably say 95% of my patients say, no, I did not marry the love of my life. Now, why? Why would you not marry the love of your life? Well, one, the love of your life didn't love you back. I mean, Viggo Mortensen. Okay, all right, we'll move on. But anyway, one, the love of your life never loved you back. Number two, which in my case, the love of my life went to jail. No. Okay. Again, no. No. No, my husband is the love of my life. I was very lucky. I was very lucky. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. Sometimes the love of your life may not make the best wife or mother. Right? Or it may not be the best husband or father. You know, when you go through the dating, you date, you have fun, you know, and things happen, things don't. But then you go, okay, who is going to be wifey, right? Or who is going to be daddy to my kids? And many times that is a completely different person than the one you fantasize about or the one you thought you would always end up with. And sometimes that's better. I mean, remember, you don't always get 100% with the person you choose to be with. The person you choose to be with needs to be there in sickness and in health till death do you part, right? And if you don't think the person you're with, even though you love them to death, is not going to be there in sickness and in health till death do you part, then that's not your true love, and that's not the one you should be with and marry. You know, I can't tell you how many people I had wonderful relationships with, but they liked other women too, and they probably would have cheated on me. That's why I'm very happy I ended up with my husband, because he hasn't cheated on me and he hasn't dumped me and he hasn't left me, right? And he has a pulse. I'm lucky, right? I'm very lucky. I love my husband to death, and I still don't know why he's with me. He could have any woman he wants, and you know, he's with me, you know, unibrow and all. But, you know, many people, if you really think back, I know some of you are nodding, if you really think back to people that you probably could have been with, you would have said, oh, she would have been the worst wife. She would, and you run into these people. Why do you think Facebook is so popular among us middle-aged people? Because we get to see who we would have ended up with. And you go, whew, that was a close one. So, I know people do that. I know people Google image me. You go to Google image and you type in the name, you know, Dahlia Wax or, you know, Dirk or whatever. And lots of time Google image will pull it up because of Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. And you get to see what they look like now and what they're doing. And, you know, and you can be like, okay, whew, that wouldn't have been for me. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more news. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeProfessionalBePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeProfessionalBePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BeProfessionalBePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeProfessionalBePrepared.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dahlia Show, this just in, another doctor is accused of giving propofol in the house, this one to his daughter. The California Medical Board has just suspended the license of a doctor accused of giving his daughter hundreds of at-home doses of the powerful anesthetic propofol, which is the same one that killed Michael Jackson. Dr. Robert Markman of Northridge, a retired anesthesiologist, is now barred from practicing medicine pending a full administrative determination from the state licensing agency because he gave propofol to his daughter 500 times in 5 years. And the home was, quote-unquote, filthy. Apparently, he gave the daughter the drug for unspecified genital pain that she'd unsuccessfully sought help for, I guess, from major hospitals in the country. I don't know if that's endometriosis. I'm not sure what genital pain they're talking about. And that the daughter had suffered excruciating pain for 17 years before the father began administering the treatments. Wow. Okay. Where are people getting the propofol? I don't even think I could get it. Maybe I can order for a medical supply store, but in the house? What are you going to do? Okay, so what's going on here? Arkansas court overturns ban on teacher-student sex. Oh, okay, here we go. Arkansas Supreme Court struck down a state law on Thursday that banned teachers from having sex with students under the age of 21, overturning a sexual assault conviction against a former teacher who had a consensual relationship with an 18-year-old student. All right. Apparently, 36-year-old David Paschal, a former teacher in the Elkin School District in northern Arkansas, I guess, had a consensual sexual relationship with a female student at the high school. She was 18. Now, the girl had been a student there for the 10th and 11th grades, but she later became his aide and offered to babysit his children. They began an affair in 2009. He was convicted of 4 counts of second-degree sexual assault and 1 count of bribing a witness at a jury trial last year, sentenced to 30 years of prison. They said, regardless of how we feel about Paschal's conduct, which would correctly be referred to as reprehensible, we cannot abandon our duty to uphold the rule of law when a case presents distasteful facts. He had a right to engage in private, consensual, non-commercial acts of sexual intimacy with an adult. For the majority to say that such authority vanishes when a student turns 18 ignores the realities of the student-teacher relationship. I cannot agree that a teacher has a right protected by our Constitution to engage in sexual contact with a student. Judge Brown, I guess, who didn't agree with it. How do you like my commentary on these things? I'm just kind of in shock that this would be a back and forth issue. I mean, honestly, kids, really? I mean, at 18, aren't you supposed to be thinking about what you're going to do after school? You aren't supposed to be thinking about, you know, how to have affairs with people. And honestly, doesn't anybody have any control over their hormones or emotions? Man, I mean, I knew when I was 18, I wanted to either be in entertainment or I wanted to be a doctor. I just knew. And nothing was going to get in my way. No relationship, no hibbity-dibbity, no 7 minutes of pleasure. No. I was going to do what I needed to do. And yes, if I dated somebody along the way, that's great. I don't understand how these people could, love. All right, I guess love is in the air. Love, she loved him. But I love him, Dr. Dahlia. He's married with kids. Leave him alone. All right, what's going on here? Too little calcium in water leaked to kidney stones. Now, for those of us that have had kidney stones, we could all probably agree we didn't drink a lot of water at the time. I know I didn't. I was never thirsty. Maybe I'd eat a plum, and that would quench my thirst. I would never drink water. But we always thought that calcium could be an issue, right? Because the most common type of kidney stone is a calcium kidney stone. Well, what they found is actually a diet with too little calcium could put you more at risk for kidney stone. This was a study that looked at 78,000 women in their 50s and 70s. The risk of developing first-time kidney stones declined as calcium and fluid intake increased. On the other hand, the odds went up with a higher sodium diet. Yeah, you need to be very careful with sodium. Again, that's my commentary. You need to be very careful. Kidney stones develop when urine contains more crystal-forming substances like calcium, uric acid, that was mine, uric acid, and a compound called oxalate. That can be, all right, so anyway, what happens, and we've talked about how the kidneys work, blood goes through the kidneys. The kidneys are supposed to keep what they want, dump what they don't want, and they dump it into urine. Okay, and there's a whole process that goes on, but I just kind of summarize it real quick because we're going to be running out of time. Now, if you have a lot of calcium deposits, they may settle into the kidneys and then form a kidney stone. Now, the key to this is they aren't talking calcium supplements. We know that overdoing calcium supplements could give you kidney stones. They're talking dietary calcium. So people that have good dietary calcium have less of a chance to have kidney stones. You see, but they aren't saying up your calcium supplements. There's a big difference. Calcium supplements, very chalky, could definitely solidify and cause issues. So when they're talking about dairy intake, again, the natural types of foods, I don't think you have to worry as much if you like your yogurt, if you like your, cottage cheese, if you like your calciums and vegetables and et cetera. I have to be careful about regular cheese with some of you because of your cholesterol. But it just goes back and forth. You know, many of us, we're overdoing it, I think, with our supplements. And then we're like, oh, okay, well, I got a kidney stone, so I got to stay away from calcium. Well, you may not have to stay away from dietary calcium. Now, by the way, if any of you guys do get a calcium kidney stone and you do not take calcium supplements and you don't overdo things with calcium, you may want to get something called a PTH run. That's your parathyroid hormone. Sometimes your parathyroid hormone will put you at risk for stones because it'll leach calcium out of the bones. That's how the calcium gets into your blood stream and then, congregates in the kidney. So I would just recommend getting that done. Now, true, some of you were put on a low calcium diet after you were found to have a calcium kidney stone. Absolutely. But those of you were probably the ones who weren't taking calcium supplements. The doctor probably said, wow, you have a calcium kidney stone. I don't know where you get your calcium from, so come back. But if you got your calcium kidney stone from the supplement, you get that? You may just only have to stop the supplement. So this is what I would recommend. This is what I think people should do a lot more often than they're doing and they aren't. There's a test you could do to figure out what is high in your urine. Because if you have extra elements in your urine, that could tell us you may be having extra elements solidifying in your kidney. It's called a 24-hour stone risk. That's how they found out I had uric acid stones as opposed to calcium stones. Let's say you think you're doing everything right. And you cut back on the supplements, you're eating just a regular amount of dietary calcium, what you could do is you could run another stone risk test, even if you haven't had a kidney stone for 2 years. If you still have high calcium in the urine, then we know it could be something more biologic or endocrinologic, et cetera. And you should still get that PTH run. I'm sorry if I'm not conjugating my verbs correctly. I really hope none of you are grammar teachers because you are not going to like my show. Okay, I'm grammatically challenged. All right, so you guys get that? Any of you that have ever suffered a kidney stone, make sure you know what it is and what kind of kidney stone it is. And if you don't, because the kidney stone fell into the toilet and you never dug it out, then have one of those 24-hour analysis tests done to see what you're excreting more of. And if you excrete more calcium, you know you have to cut back on calcium and figure out why. If you're excreting more uric acid, then you may need to be on something called allopurinol, which decreases your blood uric acid, or you may have to avoid purines, which are highly prevalent in meats, which is what I was told to do, and I didn't listen. I went vegan for maybe 2 hours, and then that was it. I'm like, I'll take the pill, thank you. And then I stopped taking the pill. So I may have a kidney stone. I passed a kidney stone on air last year. It was excruciating, but it passed. It's a couple of them, too. And then we made earrings with it. It was a very good show. All right, guys. If you could stay on board for another hour, please do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So sassy and so stimulating. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.